The Sudanese government and a Darfur rebel faction have agreed on confidence-building measures at talks in Qatar, a step that may eventually lead to negotiations on a peace deal. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Sudan started talks with the Justice and Equality Movement, one of Darfur's main insurgent groups, last week, almost 6 years into a conflict that international experts say has killed 200,000 people and uprooted 2.7 million. However, other influential rebel factions are refusing to talk to Khartoum and say the peace drive will fail without them. Qatar's official Q&A news agency quoted the Sudanese prime minister as saying the government and JEM officials were expected to sign an initial agreement on confidence-building measures on Tuesday, which could open the way for talks on a framework peace agreement. Speaking by phone from the Qatari capital Doha, a JEM spokesman said the two sides had reached a basic agreement on the key issue of the release of prisoners. A Qatari minister of state said that the agreement includes measures to aid and protect refugees in Darfur and a commitment by the two sides to continue negotiations in Doha. The JEM wants the government to agree to a prisoner swap and an end to the bombardment of what it says are civilian areas. It has also demanded that Khartoum pledge not to impede humanitarian aid and refrain from harassing displaced people. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.